Daisy?
Yes?
What's the time?
8:30.
Eh?
8:30.
8:30 what?
I don't know. The air end's come off.
Oh, well, you've been out.
Yes. I've just been next door to give the old lady a cut off her joint.
Oh, she's been in bed a long time, hasn't she?
Yes, 5 years.
Ooh.
She had a cold in 1929, and the doctor said she was to go to bed and stay there till he came again. He hasn't been near her since.
Oh.
Her married daughter usually looks after her, but she's gone out this afternoon. I'm sorry for the daughter, girl. Her husband left her 25 years ago. I think she's going to apply for separation.
Yeah, what are you doing? Reading?
Yes. I'm amusing myself reading these answers to correspondents. Do you know, girl, some of these people must be balmy. Listen to this. Tell Auntie Bertha all about it. I have been walking out with my young man for 20 years. Do you think it would be right for me to let him kiss me now? 20 years, you know. Am I silly or am I silly?
Oh, no, 20 years.
Yes. I reckon they've forgotten what they're walking out for. Here's another one. I have an idea that my husband does not love me as much as he used to do. What shall I do about it? Answer. Make yourself as attractive as possible. Arrange little surprises for him. Gert, if I thought Bert had transferred his affections elsewhere, I'd arrange a few surprises for him. Ooh. Talking about letters, I want you to help me write one.
No, what, write a letter?
Yes.
You too.
There. Can you hear that?
Yes.
Would you put up that?
Well.
No, I'm not going to either. That Zutu is that woman over the road. That's her son's motorbike,
is it?
Gert, he comes home all hours of the day and night. Pop, 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 can't hear yourself talk. Now you started coming home at 2 and 3 in the morning.
Oh.
That wakes me up, see? Mm. Then I fidget. That wakes Bert. He gets wild, and what with one thing and another, I'm about fed up with it, and I'm going to write and tell her so. So I bought one of them letter-writing books, and I thought you could read it out to me while I dot it down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't mind that ink.
All right. Well, Daisy, which letter is it?
Well, look through. You'll find it. I think it's page 71.
Oh. Oh, yes, look, here it is. Complaint to a neighbour. Is that it?
Yes, that's one.
Butter. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Dear Mrs. Teasel.
No, good. Her name's not Teasel. It's Butler.
Oh. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'll tell you what. See? Alter the name. And write the same letter.
Yes,
yes. Dear Mrs. Butler, I am extremely sorry.
No, good. I'm not sorry at all.
But it says so here.
I'm not sorry at all. He shouldn't. You've got no right to come home so late as that with that motorbike.
Oh, Daisy, you've got to put it down because it says so here.
Oh, all right. Go on.
I'm extremely sorry to appear in the least unneighbourly, but can refrain no longer from writing to you.
Refrain no longer? What are you talking about? I ought to have done it weeks ago.
To complain of the noise your son makes when he returns late at night from a run.
No, Gertie wouldn't make any noise if he was running. It's when he comes home on that...
Give me a chance when he returns late at night from a run on his motorbike.
Oh, well, listen. Let's read the letter out.
All right.
And then we'll see what it sounds like, see? Well, give me the book. Where are we? From a run on his motorbike. Not only is the racket positively deafening, but the petrol fumes very often come in through my open bedroom window. I feel sure it is only necessary for me to tell you that I loved you from the moment I saw you, and that love has gone on growing day by day. Do you love me, kiddie dearest?
Dear Daisy, that's not right.
Oh, sorry, girl. I'm actually going to turn over 2 pages. Where were we?
At my open bedroom window.
Well, forget you read on from there.
Oh, we've always been such good neighbours, and I am positive you will not allow this little note of complaint to mar our pleasant relationship. With kind regards...
Yeah, yeah. Want me to write that to her? Kind regards. Listen, Gert, that book's no good. I'm going to write my own letter.
Hmm.
Shall I tell you what I'm going to say?
What?
Mrs. Butler, if you think I'm going to put up with a row from your son's motorbike any longer, you've made the biggest mistake of your life. Perhaps you don't want to sleep at night. Well, I do. And if I have any more annoyance from you, you'll be sorry. It isn't the first time I've had to complain either. Also, your cat scratches up our garden. You spoke sharp to my Edie. And as for your son, he's a lazy, swanking fatty.
Yeah, Daisy, Daisy, remember you're a lady.
Mm. All right. Well, I'll just make it swanking fatty then.
Yeah.
And while I'm on it, Mrs. Butler, I might as well tell you what I think about you. You're a selfish, stuck-up, dirty old cat.
Daisy!
Cat.
You can't write that.
Write it, be blowed. I'm going over to tell her.
Isn't it?